The opiate crisis increases the need for foster parents. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. The opiate crisis and the growing population of children has created a shortage of foster homes in Tuscarawas County. Tuscarawas County Job and Family Services is in need of foster parents willing to take children over the age of three or sibling groups. Foster care specialist Christine Shear said the shortage of local homes has caused the agency to look into options outside of Tuscarawas County.
If there are drugs involved, we can't leave the children in that home. We have to find placement, and we try to find relatives, but sadly, a lot of times, even the relatives, kind of a family epidemic, and we just can't find anybody to be able to take the kids in for us.
Shear went on to say that being a foster parent can be challenging at times, but in most cases, it is very rewarding.
We acknowledge that it is hard work, but it can also be very rewarding knowing that you're helping not only that child, but the community as a whole.
The agency will begin a series of training classes on September 8th for anyone interested in licensing their homes for foster children. If you have any questions about becoming a foster parent, contact Christine or Gabrielle at TCJFS at 330-339-7791. Signs will alert motorists of an extensive paving project in New Philadelphia that will most likely take place at night. The road work is an 80-20 funding split with the Ohio Department of Transportation, with the city paying just over $311,000. City Service Director Ron McAbeer said that paving will begin the week of August 27th.
Where they're going to start first is on South Broadway from mill to front to get the concrete stuff done. They have some full-depth repairs there and some partial repairs, and that's the only thing that's going to be during the day.
Shelley and Sands crews will have a 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. work schedule. Paving will start at the city garage on State Route 416 and then move towards North Broadway and out to 7 Mile Drive. The project is anticipated to last 8 weeks or more. In state news, an Ohio woman who returned to work and delayed medical care after her 8-year-old son shot his 4-year-old sister multiple times with a rifle has been sentenced to 6 months in jail. Alyssa Edwards pleaded guilty in July to child endangerment charges and was sentenced Monday in Ashland to 3 years of probation to go along with work release privileges while in jail. Edwards told the court she's sorry for making horrible decisions and wants to make it better. And in sports news, the Indians got a huge win last night as they defeated the Red Sox in Boston 5-4. Melky Cabrera, Michael Brantley, and Greg Allen all homered for the Tribe. The Reds fell to the Brewers 5-2, and the Pirates lost 1-0 to the Braves. Tonight, Cleveland is in Boston again at 7:10. Cincinnati remains in Milwaukee, and the Pirates are at the Braves. The season's first AP Top 25 poll was revealed yesterday. Alabama is the top team in the nation at the number one spot. Clemson is at 2, Georgia 3, Wisconsin 4, and Ohio State at number 5. The Big Z's weekly sports podcast is available. Find it at WTUZ.com or on Facebook and Twitter. The crew looks ahead to week one of the high school football season. Your news this morning, it's brought to you by Bonifay Home Supply, your hometown hardware store in Denison. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
Bonifay, your hometown hardware. Bonifay, your hometown store. You can find what you're looking for. You can get
Bonifay Home Supply and Tool Rental in Denison is your full-line hardware store. They have grass seed, wasp and hornet killer, ethanol-free cans of fuel for small engines, driveway sealer, and blacktop patch. They also fill 20-pound propane tanks for $12.30. Check out Bonifay's selection of interior and exterior paint, chalk paint, and paint supplies, gas and electric water heaters, and they rent tools. They also have the new styles of case knives in stock. Make sure to check out Bonifay's in-store specials, serving the community for 35 years. Bonifay Home Supply and Tool Rental. Open Monday through Saturday on Grant Street in Denison.
Bonifay, hometown hardware. Bonifay, hometown hardware. Bonifay, hometown hardware.
Wet weather this morning, followed by a lull with more showers and thunderstorms slated for later this morning into this afternoon. High temperatures today near 80 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers. Low temperature 65. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy to partly sunny. Breezy, cooler, and less humid. Widely scattered showers Wednesday. High temperature 73. Clearing sky Wednesday night with a cooler low of 54. Mostly sunny Thursday. High 75. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
To stay up to date, find WTUZ on Facebook, Twitter, and at WTUZ.com. From the newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.